Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Columnist for TMG College Sports and contributor weekly to SEC Radio Show on 104.5 The Zone in Nashville, Tony Barnhart joining us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. You always, reach out, and we love to get you on at this time of the year because you have a very special event that you've been doing, and a very special honor, as well as some special guests that are going to be there as you guys raise important funds for an important, important golf tournament.
Well, thanks, Brandon. This is our seventh annual Tony Barnhart HOI Golf Tournament. Benefits Honduras Outreach, where they bring food, medical care, education to some of the poorest places on earth. And this year is going to be special because this year's event, we're going to honor the life and legacy of Coach Vince Dooley. His wife, Barbara, will be there. And so it's going to be a very, very special day, and I really appreciate y'all allowing me to come on and talk about it.
Monday, April 17th at St. Ives Country Club in Johns Creek. Registration begins at 9 o'clock and is there a 10:30 shotgun start. And you guys have the who's who, a whole lot of dogs. You always have some good dogs who are there, but I'm sure that the dogs certainly will be there, not only in droves, but early because of the honoree this year.
Yeah, we've had a lot good turnout from a lot of Georgia Letterman. David Green will be there, Aaron Murray, David Pollock. A number of other dogs. DJ Shockley will be there. Frank Ross, captain of the 1980 National Championship team, will be there and will speak in behalf of the Letterman. So, yeah, between honoring Coach Dooley and the two national championships Georgia has, we expect the dogs to be well represented.
If folks want to sign up, you can register as a foursome or sign up as a single if you want to play with one of the celebrities. Go to www.hoi.org.
Tony, we've known each other a long time, and never did I think we would get to a point where potentially we could see a three-peat in college football and a national championship. Georgia has that opportunity this year, but it's so different for Kirby. New quarterback, new coordinator on the offensive side. But when you look at that schedule, it still looks like they're the team to beat in the SEC East and beyond. Do you think Kirby and them are going to take any step back, or is this such a machine right now that it's just going to continue to roll?
Well, you know, John, it's just logic tells you that there's got to be, at some point, there's got to be some step back or something like this. But you look at the roster, as you said, you look at the schedule, Georgia will be favored in every game on that schedule. The only big question mark is the November 18th trip to Knoxville to play Tennessee. That'll be one of the big games of the year. And is it possible for Georgia? It absolutely is. I picked them to win again last year. That's what's going to make this season so intriguing, because you do have a new quarterback, all right? You do have some other guys that have got to be replaced. But the core of the team is still there, but it's going to be a fascinating season for Georgia.
Tony, when you look about the ACC and you're just checking it out, do you think a team benefits for it not being any divisional now as far as Coastal or Atlantic? Is it any benefit? Are you excited to watch that?
Right, Joe, the doing away with divisions was something that was going to have to be done, because really in the future they didn't want to have an undefeated divisional winner on one side and an 8-4 divisional winner on the other side. You want the best two teams in your conference playing for the conference championship. Now, what that means is you got to have tiebreakers that go on for a long, long time.
Right.
I think fans will like it, knowing that at the end of the year, the two top teams in the conference will play for the championship.
The turnover in the SEC at the quarterback position, when you look at especially over in the East where somebody is trying to catch up a little bit to Georgia, Will Levis gone to the NFL, Hendon Hooker gone to the NFL, Stetson Bennett gone to the NFL, Anthony Richardson going to the NFL. What do these teams and these coaches, these programs, have to look forward to when you're talking about not just the massive turnover, but the massive turnover at the quarterback position?
Well, you look there in Alabama. What's going to happen in Alabama? We don't know yet. They've got a couple of candidates. Auburn, they're looking for a quarterback. You'll see Hugh Freeze in the transfer portal big time after May 1st. Georgia, is it going to be Carson? I mean, what's going to happen there? Kentucky dipped into the transfer portal and got the quarterback from NC State, so they've got help. So a lot of schools. Have their quarterbacks coming back. Tennessee, is it going to be Joe Milton? They've got a big-time freshman that they really, really like. They think he's the guy of the future. So the quarterback position is going to be something we're going to watch all year in the SEC.
Tony, do you get the sense that it's a true quarterback, open quarterback competition in Athens with Carson back? And do you think that one of the two young guys have a legitimate shot at winning this job?
They have a legitimate shot, but if you're going to make me pick now, I'm going with Carson Beck because of his experience. The guy's talented. I mean, in the time that he did get to play, you can tell that. Will they give the other guys an opportunity? Absolutely. It certainly won't be decided in the spring. It'll be decided in fall camp, but I still think Carson Beck is the guy.
Brent Key at some point needs a quarterback. He's got three to choose from when you're talking about the rebuilding of Georgia Tech. Is going to have to come through winning so you can get people to look at the program, but two, also with some quarterbacks. What do you think about Brent Key in his first season as the head coach from start to finish and how the Jackets could potentially maybe shock or come up with a bowl opportunity late in the season?
Well, this is where Brent Key, the program's his now. There's no half season. It's his from the start of the season on. And, yeah, I was with some Georgia Tech people over the weekend, and we had a lot of conversations. And to me, it's about the roster. I mean, you've got to improve the roster. And then you got to, when you get in those close games, you got to find a way to win. As you sit there and look at Georgia Tech, is a bowl possible? Yeah, I think so. But they're going to have to win some very, very inevitably when you're in this situation. There are four or five games that could go either way. Those games need to go Georgia Tech's way this year.
Interesting, Tony. We always talk about Alabama and just the reload of Nick Saban. Am I wrong to feel that this year I have questions? I don't know who the quarterback is. You lose Jahmyr Gibbs. They lost some really close games last year. Will Anderson's gone. Is this an Alabama team that maybe it's a wait-and-see approach, or should we still pencil them in as one of the favorites?
You know, I quit betting against Nick Saban a long time ago. You just don't make a living doing that. So I think given where they are, given the fact that Georgia's won two straight national championships, they didn't get their shot at Georgia last year. Now, are they going to be as good offensively without a Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback? Hard to say that. But all I know is Alabama's recruited exceedingly well, and Nick Saban seems to respond very well when people start to doubt him. So I'm still picking them to win the West. Now, keep an eye on LSU to challenge. LSU beat them last year. But I still, right now, today, I'm picking Alabama to win the West.
It feels like Clemson and Dabo have taken a step back. And we were talking a couple weeks ago about Dabo and his willingness to make changes. He moves on from some coordinators this offseason. Tony, do you think Dabo and Clemson will win another national title?
I think they will at some point. But this year is going to be interesting because it looks like Florida State has finally gotten their act together based on what they did last year. So I think it's important for Clemson. If you're a Clemson fan, it's important for Clemson to win last year divisional play. It's important for them to do that. So, yeah, I think Clemson will win another national championship at some point. Will it be this year? I'm not so sure.
Who gets close to Kirby first? Is Josh Heupel going to have the magic? You lose Hendon Hooker, so that's a special quarterback. Yep. But, Florida up and down, and now Anthony Richardson gone. Who is going to be closer? You know, when are we going to get some competition between the old-school rivalries in the SEC East?
Well, I definitely think Tennessee is next in line after Georgia, given what Josh Heupel has done at Tennessee has really – Tennessee has a playing identity, and they had the quarterback to run it. Now, will Milton be the guy, or will they bring in the freshman? South Carolina, I think with what they did at the end of last year, you got to believe with the quarterback coming back, you got to believe they're going to challenge. Florida, I still think Florida is at least a year away, because quite honestly, they don't. You know, Graham Mertz, the Wisconsin transfer, comes in. Is he going to be the guy to play against the SEC East? Could be wrong, but you're going to have to prove it to me. So right now, I like Tennessee. I like South Carolina. Then it's Florida.
One of the teams in the ACC, I know we don't get to talk about the ACC much, it's going to get a lot of offseason and preseason hype, Florida State. 10 wins a year ago, 6 in a row to finish the season. Jordan Travis back. They get Jared Verse back. Are you buying the hype of Florida State being a legit playoff contender that I've heard some people say?
After watching Travis play at the end of last year, I said these guys are on their way back. I think they will mount a severe challenge to Clemson. And it'll be interesting to see if they can do it 2 years in a row. But, yeah, keep your eye on Florida State. They turned there was a lot of doubt about Mike Norvell for a couple of years there. They turned a big, big corner last year, and that's going to be probably the most interesting story to watch in the ACC.
Fantastic information, everybody getting ready for their spring games, and certainly we'll be calling on you when we get closer to the college football season to talk a little college football, Tony.
Guys, it's always good to be with you. I appreciate you.
Tony Barnhart, columnist for TMG College Sports. He is having that fantastic benefit. Make sure if you are a golfer, you get this in www.hoi.org for his Honduras Outreach Incorporated golf tournament, Monday, April 17th, St. Ives Country Club in Johns Creek, 9 o'clock. You can register a foursome or register as a single player in golf with a celebrity.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.